More than 4,000 people in Nepal have died as a result of Saturday's magnitude 7.8 earthquake. Much of the capital, Kathmandu, and the surrounding villages were destroyed. Some members of Anchorage's 80-member Nepalese community were visiting at the time. Jeet Tamang's wife and nephew were among them. He says it took 10 hours to get through to them because phone services were down. His family members all survived, but their homes were severely damaged.
They were physically okay, but they're camping out on right by the nearby the house, open area, cooking outside and sleeping out there. Which is the whole city is going through that. So
Tamang says his family members are nervous to be there, and they're not sure if they'll be able to come home this week as planned.
Kind of scary to walk around. Never knows it's going to fall down or not, you know. Yeah. Anything's possible. The worst thing is the aftershocks is really making more damages and scaring people around.
He says so far, no one in Anchorage has reported lost family members. The community is collecting money for the nonprofit Helping Hand for Nepal, which runs small-scale aid projects in the country.